Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There was some really severe weather, high winds in the area. And it's still going to be windy today. I'm looking at the PPL outage map. Really hard hit. See, like areas, Wyoming County and Delacuana County, Clark Summit, Dalton, Factoryville, up into the northern areas. Like I said, Susquehanna County is where I'm at, into Wayne County. Hit pretty hard. And moving towards Lake Ariel and Honesdale. A bunch also down as you head into Blooming Grove, Indian Rock, Lake Ariel. Just a lot of people without power this morning. I knew it must have been pretty widespread, and it happened while I was sleeping. So overnight, my dog, he doesn't like it when the power goes out. There's like this high-pitched beep that happens on a couple of things. Yeah. I didn't hear that part, but the dog started freaking out. And then I realized, oh, we don't have power. So it happened in the overnight hours. I imagine some people who don't have a non-power backup for their alarms may also have a rude awakening this morning.
They'll hear this later. Probably.
But I go online as soon as I realize this. I put in my information because there's a way to notify the electric company about an outage. Right. Normally, you will get a, you know, when I woke up then hours later to come here, usually when I log back in, it'll give me an estimated restoration time. There was none. It just said widespread power outages. I'm like, oh, God, because where I live is pretty sparse population. I looked online at these other spots. So many people are without power. This thing really hit pretty hard. So you're not alone, but it may be a while before the power's back on unless you have a backup generator or something.
Minus ice and snow, they typically, and flooding, minus that, they usually are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what they have to move, trees down and stuff. It felt like it came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had no power for about 4 hours yesterday afternoon, which was weird. I don't know what that was about. By the time I got home, maybe an hour and a half later, it came back on. It started to flicker somewhere around like 9 o'clock last night. It went off. It came back on. It went off. It came back on. I called my son because he lives not too far away. And I said, you know, make sure if you need to get a shower and get your candles out, because I had a feeling, you know, with the weather, you know, prepare yourself now. So this morning I did have the candles like ready to go. Right. My husband was like, you're going to burn down the house. I had five of them going.
How does he think you use candles?
Well, he's just laying there with his phone. I said, I need to, I'm not just hanging out here. I've got to get into the bathroom. I've got to get into, you know, feed the cat in the very dark basement at the bottom of the steps. I felt like it was funny because I was holding the one candle up above because it's hard to see when it's in front of my face. I have to see better in front of me. And I'm like, this is how they did it. And I thought back to all those horror films where they have like the torch in their hand and they're walking through
usually
some scary place. Yeah. And I'm like going into the basement. We need to get a backup generator, but they're really expensive. Ugh. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Many problems with power this morning. I was just also glad to not run into any branches on the side roads. Usually there's a bunch of those. So just be careful as you're heading out today. You never know, especially in the more rural or back, you know, woods kind of area roads. God knows. I've woken up after storms like last night and had to go move like huge branches off the road.
So. Days like this are the worst because I think even though we all know, don't text and drive, don't touch your phone. It's not what the law. There are things I think our brains have almost tricked us to say we can pay attention, usually look for lights. You will not see branches on the road. You will not see trees down. That's something, there is nothing that's, you will smash into that stuff. And that is a, even if it's just branches, that's a scary feeling.
So. It is. So PPL is reporting in our area about 15,000 people without power. So hopefully they'll have enough people to get out there and clean it all up. It's going to be a little while. It is 6:13 at WILK. We are at Thursday, November the 6th. So there's a lot of things going on in the news.
Yeah.
This whole issue with the Supreme Court and the president's tariffs, I only mention this because there's a couple of things here. Of course, the big question as to whether or not he even can do what he is doing. It's amazing to me that it's taken us this long. So he's been implementing these things all this time. And because you go through courts and it gets pushed to this court and then that one, people appeal. The fact that we are 9 months into this thing, what people don't realize is that if they rule, and it looks like they're very skeptical of his ability.
Which I was a little surprised by, but that's interesting.
Well, it's the right decision and the way to look at it. I mean,
I wasn't sure if it would go there, but yeah, that's what they were saying.
Because we never know what to expect anymore with these people. But if they do, as is expected, the other question, so if they say you cannot do this, what do you do with all the money that is already been collected? That is a very important question because that's a lot of money. And and the indications are that it would have to be returned
to the people directly.
Businesses have paid this. Mm-hmm. And even some people have paid this. If you've seen, I've heard from people who say, you know, I purchased something and businesses especially will see a tariff tax on it. So last night, I guess on Anderson Cooper's show, CNN, a former federal prosecutor, Jeffrey Toobin, he's been on there for some time, said, and it seemed like Anderson Cooper was taken aback by the fact that if the Supreme Court does strike down those tariffs, the administration will have to give the money back. They'd have to give it back. Mm-hmm. You know how much money has been collected? The U.S. has collected $200 billion in tariffs. $200 billion since April. There are several businesses and states that are suing, saying that they are effectively a tax, which only Congress has the power to levy under the Constitution.
So again, we pay that. The companies here pay that.
Well, yeah. And you know, that's when they were asked in court, they had to pretty much, you know, Donald Trump makes it sound like when he talks about it, it's a windfall and as if someone else is paying for it. So what happens is, in most cases, that tax is passed on to the people who purchase the products. That's just how it goes.
I've said this many times. I think in theory, a company should go, well, we don't want their customers or our business to pay all this extra stuff. We will now use American companies to avoid all that. And you could save money, but the infrastructure is not there to make that happen. So it's like they're kind of caught. If this were to continue for 5-10 years, I think we could really catch up and maybe make a difference. But now it's too much too soon and companies are getting hit hard.
Right.
So,
yeah.
If this were to last, maybe there's something to it, but it's not. We can't sustain it, I don't think.
Now, Amy Coney Barrett, who is a Supreme Court justice, she even said it would be a mess if the administration is forced to pay back billions. The justice's remark was at the end of yesterday's oral hearing. This hearing is whether he overstepped his authority. So according to reports, the government, as we're saying, collected billions and billions of dollars. Baird asked Neil Katyal, the attorney for the small businesses that are challenging the tariffs, if you win, tell me how the reimbursement process would work. Would it be a complete mess? Katyal responded, we don't deny that's difficult. He said it would be complicated. And Baird said, so, a mess? Well, whether you think it's a mess or not, that's beside the point, right?
Yeah.
So, what do you do with that? And this is, where has Congress been? This is why you don't just abdicate your job. Because if it's a mess, whose fault is it? It's the president's fault, first of all, for doing it. But what happened to the Republicans trying to step in there?
Well, yeah, the presidents, I think, can always, they should always be able to take big swings, but then someone should also
not
be able to.
Constitutional swings. Well,
if they do, someone should be there too.
We could balance.
I was going to joke and go, we could call it checks and balances. We should. Yeah. If you just let them do it, then whose fault is it really? Right. They should have stepped up.
Well, they didn't. Here's the thing. If it's on you, you could have done it on your own and we wouldn't be in front of the Supreme Court. And we wouldn't be in front of a mess.
Right.
This is a problem. So anyway, that was big national news yesterday. And what a mess that would be, as if we have enough money to just throw around. Anyway, still talking about the repercussions from Election Day. The more, if you checked into the coverage from races all across the country, Democrats. Came out very strong, very strong. Big numbers. Even in Luzerne County, where we saw the numbers are in, and it was a really pretty good turnout when you look at numbers from other off-year elections. And there were a lot of issues on the ballot as well. But we'll get into more of that. And what Donald Trump had to say after looking at the results of the election. What does he think? What's the lesson there? Because honestly, from the first comments that he made, and we'll get into it, he's doubling down on how great the economy is. He's like literally telling the Republicans to go out and tell the story about the great economy, which is just wild. Doubling down on the delusion. It's crazy. Let's take a look at a story out of Lackawanna County. This thing was on social media. The district attorney there is confirming that they are investigating Election Day ballot tampering. This had to do with a judge of election race in a West Scranton voting precinct. So, and I'm looking at the WVIA report. District Attorney Brian Gallagher said a judge of elections interested in getting elected wrote her name on ballots under the section for the judge office and handed them to voters. The circle next to her name was not filled in. Writing the name on a ballot is certainly inappropriate, said the DA. We have a criminal investigation into the matter, clearly a violation. We will get to the bottom of it quickly and swiftly. They want to find out how many ballots were filled out that way. So a person who posted this on social media asked, is this legal? This is how my ballot was handed to me. When I told the person that handed it to me and told her I didn't write that name in judge of election, she told me she was, and she is the judge of elections, wrote it because she's done the job for years. This year, she didn't register in time, so she wrote herself in. So, yeah, that's a problem.
I saw this on, I think it was election night, and I thought to myself, yeah, right.
Who would do this? Especially a judge of elections. Right?
You know, when I first heard it, I thought it was someone doing it for somebody else. I didn't realize it was the same person, which makes it even worse, which is hilarious to hear. Not hilarious, but I mean, can someone, I hate to be so mean, but can someone be so stupid it's not criminal? Like, this is the stupidest thing.
It's the person who is the judge of elections.
Yeah,
it's even wilder. And the fact that somebody had to post this on Facebook to be like, is this okay?
Some people were like, well, I mean, they didn't fill out the oval. So I'm like, no, you can't do that.
No,
like,
this.
And that would raise red flags with anybody, right? Yeah. It was a name written. Mm-hmm. Granted, there were no other candidates if it's.
Right. But, I mean, look, it doesn't matter. The ends don't justify the means. No one's run. I've done it for years. I'm just too lazy to put my name in it.
I missed the deadline.
Just stand there and say, hey, I've been the. You can tell people when they're going in, hi. I'm the judge of elections. If you want, vote for me. I didn't do it in time. You know, you don't give them a ballot with writing on it, dummy.
But if you're the one in there and you're like, oh, here's your ballot.
Anyway, yeah.
By the way, vote for me.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be in there doing it.
This is.
Yeah. So thank you, astute people, for knowing. And let us remind everybody, you should never get a ballot that somebody else wrote on.
It would have been irresponsible. I knew about this yesterday. I was like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a one-off joke or something like that. I'm sorry for even thinking that for the person who, this is absurd, though.
Right. It is absurd. And it got, pretty much attention, and they're trying to find out just how many might be affected.
As it should.
Yeah. That's crazy. So
what a weird story and
stupid behavior.
Thank
you, people, for bringing it to their attention. Man. I just hope anybody else it happened to also let people know so that they just didn't go, well, it didn't look right to me, but whatever. It's good. See something, say something. It's good to know that they'll take care of it. But, man, someone in charge of the elections in that area, not knowing not caring about the rules.
It also has this feel of, like, small town politics where somebody would just be like, oh, my God, this is what Judy does. You're new. You don't know. I could hear someone saying that. Like, everyone, like, it's funny because it's Judy, but it's not funny.
Right. It's not.
I'm curious to see if it does turn out to be what we think. What will happen if it's just, I think, could it be just don't work elections anymore? Stop being.
Oh, it'll be some misdemeanor
fine.
Charge.
Yeah.
This is what it is. When people try to cheat, it's usually something that can be very easily caught. It's just the way it goes.
Judy, this
it's
is your like, handwriting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, so here we are on Thursday. And look, there's been a lot of talk about what happened, especially what happened to Republicans. It was a very, very favorable election day for Democrats everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah, you might add a few Republican wins here or there, but nowhere near the shellacking that was done to Republicans. I mean, many areas that had been either red or, ruby red, all of a sudden having Democrats voted in. I hope county council can, Luzerne County, they're being brought up a lot when they look across the state at an area that has certainly gone red and voted Trump. And we're even Luzerne County had Democrat wins. There was a Democratic sweep. What happened? So that's what a lot of Republicans should be asking. Of course, when they go on TV, many of them, well, those are blue states, which is nonsense. They're trying to say that about Virginia, right? Virginia, it's a blue state. One of them was asked, well, what, you had a Republican governor there. What are you talking about? And so they can either pretend in front of the cameras that it's not a big deal. I mean, I think Ted Cruz was at least honest about it. But what went wrong, I don't think it's really hard to figure it out. People are having a hard time economically. And when you have a president who, when he was running, said that was going to be his first thing that he would do on day one. And here we are. How much, you know, 9-10 months later, the situation we're in. This is not rocket science, folks. Did you see one of the administration officials saying, well, we're going to work on that next year? Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? We don't have time.
You see people, and we got texts about this. I went back and forth with one person yesterday. Like, when Biden was president, prices were really bad. You didn't say anything then. Yes, prices sucked. I hated inflation then. The difference now is, A, it feels worse. B, he specifically, if he just said, look, we're going to fix things, give us time. But he campaigned specifically to say, on day one, I'm going to slash grocery prices. We can do this. And it's not, it hasn't happened.
Not only that, his own tariffs, which are in peril now in front of the Supreme Court, have literally put a tax on you and I for many products. Many things are exponentially more expensive, specifically because of the policy that he's doing. And I get it. You guys go, you're not looking at the long game. You know, their hope is down the road, people will build here and blah, blah.
Sure.
We don't have time. You don't have that kind of time. And it's a pipe dream, what you're talking about. The world is a different place than it was in the early 1900s. It's just a different place.
If he had campaign going, look, we're going to put tariffs in, and in 12 years, you will see the benefits. People wouldn't have voted for that. I don't think that he's very good at delivering a message, and the clear message was, on day one, I will do this. And you could say, oh, he didn't mean it. Yeah, he did, but then he shouldn't have said it, and that's his own fault for doing that.
It's a lie, and we also have people who are looking at health care costs that are skyrocketing, and you have a real danger of millions of people who will just opt out of health insurance rather than paying these ridiculous, you know, these ridiculous prices because the subsidies are not being extended. That is a direct result of Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress. The big, beautiful bill is horrible. Nobody likes it. What is Rob Bresnahan? What can he say to people that he has done for this area? Seriously. He can come here and show all the, well, we got money for this. That money was put in place before you ever got here. But what have you done for the people in your congressional district? You're going to have to answer that question, and you're going to have to do it quick, because next year is time when you're going to be back up again. How much, you know, the only thing you can say is, well, I made good money on my investments, my stock market picks, the thing that I said I was going to outlaw.
And look, you know, the president shouldn't be the one to control everything. You should let people who are qualified do their jobs. But he seems to want to be involved in every aspect. And I don't think he's got what it takes if he could just let people do their jobs. And they were qualified to do their jobs. I don't think it would be as bad as it feels right now.
But we know that doesn't work.
It doesn't, because he's got to.
The first time, folks,
he's very heavy-handed.
You saw it. You saw how it ended. And yet people go, yeah, let's do that again. How many times do you hit your head against the wall? It was a big election night for Democrats across Pennsylvania, locally here as well, and in other states with elections. So the big news, too, what happened in New York City, Zoran Mamdani, the winner there. I don't think that was much of a surprise. I did see quite a few Cuomo supporters, or just anti-Mamdani folks, really upset with Curtis Sliwa, thinking that if he had made that a two-person race, would it have come out differently?
A good friend of mine posted on Facebook, he hates Mamdani, but he's one of the most liberal Democrats. He makes you look conservative, Nancy.
Okay.
And he was just like furious. And but he ended, he goes, Curtis Sliwa, if he would have dropped out. And he ended with, it would have been close and Cuomo probably still would have lost, but at least he would have had a chance. And I'm like, at least you're being realistic, buddy.
By the way, I had mentioned yesterday, we will be talking to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, hopefully tomorrow. there was a possibility he'd come on with us today. Yeah. Looks more likely tomorrow. So we'll talk to him about the elections. I did see where he has said that folks are tired of the chaos. Tired of the chaos. That's what Pennsylvania's governor had to say. Democrats swept not only the three state Supreme Court races, but every county seat in presidential swing counties, including Bucks and Erie counties. Bucks County elected its first Democratic district attorney. Democrats there also won school board races and county judgeships. And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who himself may be running for president in 2028, was asked what he thought about what had happened. He said, I think there's two takeaways. One is it was a clear message to Donald Trump that folks are tired of the chaos. They're tired of the extremism. And the second storyline is they want people who are focused on meeting their needs, who want to get stuff done for them. And he even talked about the Luzerne County Council race. He specifically mentioned that and others when he said they're talking about issues that matter in their communities. These are people that are planning to lower costs, plans to address unique needs in the community, in the state. And he also believes there are people who went there to tell Donald Trump that they don't like what he is doing or what Republicans are doing. Ted Cruz yesterday had a warning of a looming disaster for Republicans. Like, it's amazing to me how they just all of a sudden wake up. But he was on Hannity. He called Zorn Mamdani a jihadist. This is how sick the discussion has become. But he was at least sober about what happened. He said last night was a disaster, an electoral blowout. And he talked about Comrade Mamdani. Just imagine what, you know, the upcoming election's going to be like, right? He said, my New York friends are officially depressed and scared. You know, a lot of people were depressed and scared after Donald Trump 2.0. So welcome to the party. Join us in depressed and scared. OK,
it's a horrible feeling.
We can all be depressed and scared together.
You get it. Like, it's a horrible feeling to feel like, oh, now what's going to happen? And that's the fear of the unknown. Look, calling him a jihadist is absurd.
It is absurd. And look, you don't have to agree with the outcome if you want. But if you look at many of the other Democrat wins, when you look at Virginia, New Jersey, these are not far left people. Those are left of center, but slightly. They're what we call moderates, which I know in the Republican Party, nobody likes anybody who's moderate.
When I was a kid, there was something called a moderate. We lost those around two. Yeah, it's, right. It's crazy. Yeah.
Look, it's amazing. So while he's saying those things about Mamdani, you do know that there's also a huge problem with this Nicholas Fuentes or Nick Fuentes, right, with the Heritage Foundation, and the fact that there is dissension in the ranks there because of the whole Tucker Carlson sitting down with Nick Fuentes. And, you know, it's they have in their party, Republicans have in their party, a real problem. And look, Donald Trump, before he got back into office, sat down to eat with Nick Fuentes. This is not a shock, folks. They've been courting this part of the party, which is a scary, scary part of it. I'm not saying the whole party, but Nick Fuentes is a really horrible human being and a horrible person with a lot of horrible beliefs. So you can sit there and make your comments about Mamdani in your own party. You have people like Nick Fuentes who have said really horrible things and yet being courted by people on the right. So, you know, calling him a jihadist is just crazy. It's crazy and it's outrageous. But this is where we're at right now. But people in the MAGA movement need to make a decision about the Nick Fuentes and the people that, you know, subscribe to his beliefs. And if you don't know much about what he said, look into it. It's very disturbing stuff.
Technology has given the ability of certain people to have a big voice. he's one of them. You know, I just want the fringe to go back to the fringe and not be as welcome, because that's why they're the fringe.
Yeah.
If they were mainstream, they wouldn't have
but
to.
But Tucker Carlson wants to play footsie with them.
He wants clicks. He wants likes. I think it's just, I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, it's dangerous stuff. But, you know, there are Nazis among a portion of people that are getting involved in that party. And so it's caused real friction. Well, at least give them credit that some of them are saying, no, this is a bridge too far.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.